minutes, we'll go out and do some walking practice, and just to offer some instructions for that. They're basically the same instructions as I just offered for the sitting practice. We relax, recognize that we're aware, and notice what's obvious. And then from time to time, checking in, how am I with what's happening? These are the basic instructions. I talked for about 45 minutes to elaborate on those instructions, but that's it. It's very simple. Relax. Recognize that you're aware. Receive. Notice what's obvious. And then occasionally, from time to time, checking how you are with experience. I'll talk a little more about the attitude this afternoon, checking the relationship to experience. But for now, just, I would say, you know, say once every few minutes. Not something to kind of do, like, oh, what's my relationship to that? And what's my relationship to that? And what's my relationship to that? You can get into kind of an endless regress. So just starting with taking it very simply, just every now and then check in, what's my relationship? So for walking, mostly what changes is the experiences, what we are paying attention to. When we're in sitting meditation, our eyes are closed and our bodies are often still, are mostly still. And so we're not paying attention so much to movement and seeing. We have more of a sense of the stillness of the body sensations in stillness, hearing perhaps, and what's going on in our minds. In walking, there's a whole new terrain of experience that is a part of what goes on. And so we are not going to be like focusing our attention downwards. We're going to be opening to include the fullness of our experience while walking. And so the experiences change. Sometimes I use the language objects of experience when we say, what are we aware of? Sometimes we'll talk about, well, there's an object of what attention is aware of. So there's the awareness, and then I'm seeing something. So seeing is an object of attention. I sometimes will slip into using that language, so I just wanted to give you the definition of what I mean by that. And so the experiences are different. The objects are different in walking practice. But the tool is the same. Am I aware of what? And what's my relationship? And so what we're going to do now is practice awareness while walking. This is what Sayadaw said, how he said he did, my teacher in Burma, said he did walking meditation. Somebody asked him in one interview at one point, you know, tell me how you do walking meditation. He said, I don't do walking meditation. I practice awareness while walking. And I practice awareness while eating. And I practice awareness while going to the bathroom. Nothing is off limits here. We practice awareness while living with this approach. And so relaxation is really helpful. Again, starting with relaxing, I often find that to relax with walking, a good tool for that is to play with a pace, walk a little more quickly, a little more slowly, play with the pace of walking until you find a pace that you feel really comfortable. Where does the body and mind say, yeah, this feels good? This is a comfortable pace for walking for this in this moment. That comfortableness will tend to align with a little bit of relaxation of body and mind. And so start with doing walking. And again, as I said earlier, I'm going to encourage you to take a walk through the neighborhood, not to do back and forth walking, but to do a normal kind of walk. We are practicing stealth mindfulness here. Nobody should know you're meditating. It's just taking a normal walk and being aware of what's here. So finding that pace and then checking in. Am I aware? What's obvious? Seeing and hearing are probably going to be a big part of what you're aware of, along with the body sensations. It's fine to notice that. Just notice, when is the attention in seeing? When is the attention in hearing? When is the attention in the body? You may begin to see that the attention gets drawn based on habits or based on kind of human considerations. So, for instance, while walking, you know, maybe you're noticing your body moving through space, and suddenly there's a dog that bounds out across the front, and suddenly you're looking, you're seeing. It's very human that would happen. When there's movement in our field of vision, the attention gets drawn to that. Likewise, if a sudden sound happens, the attention will probably get drawn to that. And so just recognizing, where is the attention naturally gravitating to? One fun way to play with this, again, you can just simply recognize, am I aware of what? And just open to the fullness of human experience here. And there will probably be periods, especially since we'll be walking, our eyes will be open, there'll be stretches of time where seeing is pretty predominant, that seeing is what's happening. And this is great to get familiar with, because I'd say in our daily lives, for those of us who are sighted, our attention wandering and going to get stuck on something out in what we're seeing is one of the main ways our attention gets lost, our mind wanders and loses touch with present moment experience. And so if we can start to practice with what it means to be mindful while seeing, this will really support us in our daily lives. And so there'll be stretches of times when you're aware of seeing, and there you may begin to recognize a difference between what I'd call seeing more in the general sense and looking at something. Seeing is a little more receptive, perhaps. You're not particularly picking anything out of the field. It's more like a broad sense of seeing. And so just recognizing, oh, seeing is happening. And notice when it shifts from that to looking at something. You don't have to stop looking. You don't have to think, oh, I'm practicing receiving, not doing this looking business. Just notice what you're noticing there, what you're recognizing there is this factor of attention at work. You probably consciously didn't decide to look. Your system did that directing of the attention. So you're watching that process at work. You're seeing, oh, when there's movement, whew, the attention goes there. If there's a sudden splotch of color in a field of other color, the attention will go there. Our attention tends to be drawn to form and color or odd shapes. So we can just notice that. We can notice the attention moving or shifting from seeing to looking. Likewise, we can notice something similar in hearing. You know, when it shifts from just kind of taking in the ambient sound to actually listening to something. And again, we're not trying to stop it, but we're just being curious about that. So we'll do a walking practice until 11:30. And then when we come back, I'll take some questions. I want to give you an opportunity to practice both with the sitting and the walking. And then we'll have questions when we come back. So I'll ring the bell at about 11:25. So since I'm asking you to take a walk through the neighborhood, set your watch, your clock to the clock on the wall back there and come back into the neighborhood about 11:25 so you can hear the bell. So see you in about half an hour.